here on the Northern Ag Network with another edition of our News and Voices in Agriculture. With the current administration in Washington, D.C., an unprecedented amount of money has been laid out to fund conservation practices in agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are the original conservationists, but nearly every ag group has urged Congress and USDA to keep those conservation programs voluntary. The group Rural Investment to Protect Our Environment, or RIPE, formed to advance national policy that pays producers for implementing conservation practices. Here's RIPE Executive Director Trey Cook on the organization's goals.
Well, of course, farmers and ranchers are the number one stewards of our environment. And of course, we focus on a bipartisan approach led by farmers and ranchers across the country to scale regenerative and climate smart agriculture. And so we work with producers across the country to identify areas that we can improve enabling conditions to do just that. And so taking the lead from farmers and ranchers is something that we take very seriously, and they've told us what it takes. And so we're focused every day trying to identify ways and paths forward to address those issues in order to provide conditions for farmers and ranchers to be better stewards.
We'll hear from Trey on some of the policy RIPE is advocating for after this.
Before you make your plans for branding this year, make sure you at least have all the tools. This is Shane, and at Western Ranch Supply, we are the branding headquarters. With 3- and 4-inch stainless steel branding irons in stock, in all standard letters and numbers, to custom-designed irons. We have branding stoves in different sizes and special-order electric irons that'll heat in 90 seconds, maintaining a constant and even temperature, plus irons for freeze branding. Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country.
Conservation programs are hotly debated topics in ag policy right now, especially with the billions in funds laid out in the Inflation Reduction Act and the Climate Smart Commodities grants from USDA. As we think of how different agriculture looks across the country, I asked Trey Cook from Rural Investment to Protect Our Environment how that policy should be developed, because we know that one-size-fits-all solutions are not going to work.
Well, there's a couple of really simple things that we found that are impediments to adoption across the country, regardless of your geography or your commodity, whatever that may be. And one is the cost of adoption. Many of these practices can cost a lot of money, and sometimes they don't pencil out as quickly as they should. And so there needs to be a fair and equitable approach to incentives and an incentive structure for producers.
Another issue, Trey says, is the complexity of existing conservation programs.
Current farm programs and conservation programs are extremely complicated, take a lot of investment and time by producers to participate, and they're very complicated, and they just cause a major obstacle for many people to participate. So these are the two of the issues that we focus on more than anything else, and two of the issues that we are trying to address in a pilot project that is currently rolling out in North Dakota.
We'll learn more about that pilot project after this.
Wednesday, April 10th, the 50th annual Pass Creek Angus Ranch Production Sale at the ranch just south of Wyola. 65 yearling and 25 fall Angus bulls out of sires like Vermilion Bomber and GAR Hometown, and 25 open commercial heifers sell. Pass Creek breeds low-maintenance cattle that muscle up with quality carcasses. High performance to heifers, a bull in this sale for everyone. Videos at BillPelton.com. 50th annual Pass Creek Angus Ranch Bull Sale, April 10th, Wyola. PassCreekAngus.com.
A conservation pilot project in 4 states will pay growers for their stewardship practices. One of the states included is North Dakota, where producers in 8 counties are eligible, including a few in our listening area, like Billings, McKenzie, Mercer, and Stark counties. RIPE Executive Director Trey Cook says that project is actively paying growers for their conservation stewardship.
If we're going to advance conservation in through federal farm policy, the general public needs to understand that they're getting a return on their investment in terms of the tax dollars they're putting into rural economies. And we think that's tremendously important. And when you look at many of our conservation practices that farmers and ranchers are implementing, there are a small handful of them that return more benefit to society than others. And those are the practices that are being leveraged in our pilot project in North Dakota, those practices that provide the greatest return on investment to taxpayers.
The North Dakota Farmers Union is serving as the state lead for the pilot program, and President Mark Watney told me it's proving that farmers can and should be compensated for the ecosystem services they provide.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate. We tried to do some carbon programs a while back, and they were a little bit successful, but not really successful. So when Virginia Tech came out looking for partners, we partnered with them, enabling us to be able to do about 8 counties with a number of farmers. We're looking at $100 an acre up to 160 acres. You have to do some change to your operation to fit the needs or enhance something you're doing. We also have it for 160 head of cattle. So it's $100 each. So it's pretty good money in comparison to the other programs. And now we're searching out more grant money, more of that, so we can get across the state. But this may be one of the tools that gets this test done that we could incorporate for more people to be able to be involved.
Stay with us. We'll be back to wrap up this weekend's program right after this.
Tim and Ree Reich invite you to the 67th Annual Reich Charlie Bowl Sale, Thursday, April 11th, 1 o'clock at Belle & Fouche Livestock. The Reichs are known throughout the region for their top-quality Charlie cattle. Selling will be 60 range-ready bulls, no-frills, bulls that are just ready to work for you. For more information, give Tim Reich a call, 605-892-4366. Be in the seats for the Reich Charlie Bull Sale, Thursday, April 11th, 1 o'clock at Belle Fouche Livestock.
Wrapping up our discussion about developing conservation programs that pay farmers and ranchers for their stewardship, I asked RIPE Executive Director Trey Cook what practices are included in their pilot project that producers can implement and actually get paid for.
For row crop producers, things that are very, very commonly recognized, like no-till and cover crops, obviously are on the list. You know, for ranchers, you know, rotational grazing makes a huge difference on sustainable grazing approaches. Those are three of the 28 practices being offered.
And finally, I asked Trey, how do we factor in early adopters, of which we have a significant amount in Montana, the Dakotas, and Wyoming? How do we recognize them for the work they've already done?
It's critically important. That's one of the major tenets of RIPE, is to make sure all producers are able to participate in public programs that includes early adopters. It's very important that we incentivize those early adopters to maintain the practices and maintain the benefits that they've already created. And so they need to be able to participate. And the RIPE program does provide for early adopters to participate in our pilot program. And on the national level, the work we're doing for inclusion of early adopters is something that we're laser focused on.
That's going to do it for this weekend's program. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.